Keeping you guys up to date with the latest on the Gardos as 2-0 Detroit. We're about halfway through the game, so of course, as soon as that game goes final, we'll have some reaction. It would be nice if at some point we could get some runs. I don't know. What would have been really nice?
It's a good thing in baseball.
Is if you had like two runners on, and okay, maybe you have two outs, but like Jose's at bat as a lefty.
What a dream scenario.
Yeah.
Like if your big power hitter up at the plate with a couple guys on base.
If you could only get that scenario.
What a dream.
It would be.
What a dream.
It happened and it didn't go well.
No, it didn't.
Albert Breer coming up at 5:20 as well. But, you know, we've thrown this out there that Nick Wright has supposed that the Browns should try and attach. He thinks that the number 4 pick, which is what the Browns have right now, with Deshaun's contract, could be enough to get out from under this. I look at that as another shortcut. And the Browns need to stop chasing shortcuts. And Jimmy Haslam needs to learn that maybe it's time he lets go of the wizard, the San Diego wizard, not Padre, Paul DePodesta.
Oh, I like that, the San Diego wizard.
The Svengali, who does nothing, has no accountability on wins and losses, and just keeps, he's just a process guy. Well, guys, the process has led you to 1-4. Maybe the process sucks, but maybe at some point, if you're not going to let go of Barry and Stefanski, maybe you could go ahead and empower them. I'm just thinking out loud here, logically, like an adult who's not a billionaire. For you, is this something that entices you, this idea?
No, not at all. Now, what does entice me, though, I'll say this, and I don't want to let him off the hook or anything, but if you say it's instead of a first-round pick, because I think we're going to need that for a quarterback, Nick. I really do. I think you're going to need the whether it's fourth, whether it's sixth, whether it's eighth, you're going to need that for a quarterback. How about like a second and a third?
No. No, nothing.
I'm open to a second and third.
So here's the thing.
Wipe me clean of Deshaun Watson. Never have to think about the contract again. Never have to do anything else with that. But you got like a second and like next year's third?
Nope.
Because I think Carolina's missing a second round pick this upcoming year. Maybe it's 2025. But maybe you say that and then also a future third. Why not?
But you're starting to run out of real estate when it comes to, or you're starting to run out of like runway to like build a team. And you've already given up multiple assets in the top 90. You can't do it again.
I mean, because you
have to sit in your filth. That's where we are.
Barry hasn't hit really many second or third round picks to begin with anyway.
Then that's an Andrew Barry problem.
How they've tried to build this team is basically throwing money at the problem. If Haslam's so down and out because he then just completely butchered this Deshaun Watson thing, maybe he'd keep the money faucet turned on. Maybe, just maybe, we draft our quarterback and then they stay paying Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, everybody else, and they keep going into the coffers and they keep finding more money. And then maybe the rebuild that we thought it was going to be isn't that long of a rebuild. And it's all kicked off by the idea that you got a team to buy into Deshaun Watson for a second or a third. No chance for the first, though. We need to draft a quarterback.
So I do think that I think this is going to be a more palpable idea for people if they keep playing Deshaun and we get halfway through the season and people will do anything. You're still acting out of desperation. And I don't think it's a choice of keeping Deshaun.
What move isn't out of desperation in your eyes then?
Paying Deshaun every cent that he's owed, waiting until it's actually okay to like release him, even if that's at the end of this contract. And keeping the players you have and trying to find a young quarterback to build around.
Okay, because then for the next couple years, that's what that'll be then. And that's fine if you want to go down that road. It might just be what we have to do, but it'll be paying $50 million a year to a quarterback that doesn't play.
That's fine. And Deshaun can be the backup, by the way. I don't care that he's on the roster. I don't know when we got so soft as people and as fans that Deshaun has to be cut for us to have any semblance of, oh, I feel better about this. No, out of sight, out of mind is good enough for me.
I did wonder if we could make Deshaun like do like sim games or something like that, because like he's on scout team. Paying him money. He's got to do what you say to a degree within the boundaries of the CBA, or else he gets fined out of the you know what. So. Could you have him basically just do whatever you needed him to do? Deshaun Watson, water boy for a game. I don't know. You tell me.
I
just try to make his life as miserable as hell in order to then not want to be there. That would be the goal, right?
I don't think that works.
It's like every bad sitcom ever, but it's like that's. I think that's what you try to do.
Just sit in your filth. Learn your lesson. Treat Deshaun like a human being. And if this is just not working out, that's fine. But don't just continue to chase, oh, well, we've got to do this. No, no, no. And by the way, not even for a second or third round pick.
But you want Deshaun in like the meetings and everything? You want him around the new quarterback?
I don't give a rip.
You want him there?
That's a Kevin Stefanski problem. Kevin,
okay,
you're the head coach here. If you don't like it, by the way, Kevin, according to everybody, you can have another job anytime you want. And I'm not saying that that's what I want for Kevin, but this whole woe is me crap with Kevin is just eye-rolling.
Yeah, like Ross said, him and Andrew Berry are a top 10 coach GM combo.
We're going to have to get back to that. Whether that's today, tomorrow, whenever, because we obviously have the 5-5 coming up next. We also have Albert coming up. But listen, I'm not saying they're slappies, but it continues to come back to the conversation we had yesterday. I'm okay if you think Kevin is not a problem, right? I think you're missing some key details, some nuances. I think you're absolving him of things. That being said, even if he's not the problem with Deshaun, this team is too undisciplined for me not to look at the head coach. Because if it's not team discipline, while it's not leadership, it's not the offense, I don't know, how can I hold oh, by the way, it's not the record. It's not his fault. And by the way, the same thing goes to Andrew Berry. But we'll get to that later. We got the 5-5 next on 92.3 The Fan.